Language Course, Book 30, Tape 2B. Hello. Open your Language Laboratory Activities booklet to Tape 2B. Look at Figure 1. Listen to the underlined words in the dialogue, then repeat them.
Crumbling, crumbling. In search of. Nozzle, nozzle. Invert, invert.
Now listen to the dialogue. Don't repeat.
Hello, Ben. You're just in time to help. I'm ready to mix some concrete for a new patio. Could you lend me a hand?
Yes, of course, but why are you replacing the patio?
Well, the one that was constructed when the house was built is in bad shape. As a matter of fact, the concrete is crumbling around the edges.
What do you want me to do? I see you've got the sand, cement, and gravel ready.
Everything is all set now, but I certainly wasn't ready earlier this morning. I hadn't realized that I needed a cement mixer, so I had to go in search of one. Fortunately, they had one at the rental store on Main Street.
Do you want me to add the water after we put the dry materials in the mixer?
Yes, but be sure to adjust the nozzle on that hose. The water should be added gradually, otherwise we'll end up with a watery mixture.
Okay, what do we do now? It looks like it's already mixed.
Let's invert the mixer and let the concrete pour into the patio's wooden frame. We'll spread it with the shovels and then smooth it out with this piece of wood.
Okay, sounds great.
Look at Figure 2 now. Listen to a question about Figure 1 and then select the correct answer. Number 1.
What's happening to the concrete around the edges of the patio?
Number 2.
What did Harry do early in the morning?
Number 3.
What does Ben have to do before he adds water to the dry materials?
Number 4.
What do Harry and Ben have to do to pour the concrete?
Listen and check your answers. Then repeat the statements you hear.
Number 1 is B. Repeat. The concrete is crumbling around the edges of the patio. Number 2 is A. Repeat. Harry went in search of a cement mixer. Number 3 is B. Repeat. Ben has to adjust the nozzle on the hose. Number 4 is B. Repeat. Harry and Ben have to invert the cement mixer to pour the concrete.
Look at Figure 3. Listen to the words that are underlined in the dialogue. Then, repeat them.
Well. Well. Underground. Underground. Mercury. Mercury. Deposit. Deposit. Punished. Punished. Bureau. Bureau. Additives. Additives. Ducks. Ducks.
Listen to the dialogue. Don't repeat.
Next year, my parents are going to move to their new home outside the city limits. And since there isn't a public water system in that area, they'll have to get a company to dig a water well for them.
This reminds me of something. Let me tell you what happened to my great-grandfather when he and his brother were digging for water on their newly acquired land at the beginning of the 1900s. To their surprise, instead of finding water, they dug into an underground mercury deposit.
Did they know what it was?
No, not at first. They had to contact quite a few people before they knew what they'd discovered. They were amazed to find out about the many regulations the government had established for the exploration and development of mines. They learned that people found guilty of operating without a license would be punished. They were also told that they had to follow the safety and health requirements set by the Bureau of Mining.
Since they got all that information, I suppose your great-grandfather decided to proceed with the mining of mercury.
Yes, he did get a permit, and he was quite successful. My grandfather told me that my great-grandfather was not only interested in mining, but also in how the mercury was removed from the ore. He would often go watch how it was done. According to my grandfather, it was quite a complex process which required roasting the ore. This caused the mercury to change into vapor. It was mixed with additives in an attempt to obtain an almost pure mercury. The gaseous mixture was then sent through ducts that led to condensers. The condensed mercury was then put into appropriate containers for commercial use.
I don't think that will happen to my parents well, but I promise you'll be the first one I call if it does.
Look at figure 4. Listen to a question about figure 3 and select the correct answer. Number 1.
What will John's parents have to do when they move to their new home?
Number 2.
What did Tom's great-grandfather discover on his land?
Number 3.
What would happen if people explored mines without a license?
Number 4.
What office sets health and safety requirements for mining?
Number 5.
What was done to the gaseous mercury in an attempt to obtain an almost pure mercury?
Number 6.
How did the gaseous mercury and additives get to the condensers?
Listen and check your answers. Then, repeat the statement you hear.
Number 1 is A. Repeat. John's parents will have to get a company to dig a water well. Number 2 is B. Repeat. Tom's great-grandfather discovered an underground mercury deposit. Number 3 is A. Repeat. People would be punished if they explored mines without a license. Number 4 is B. Repeat. The Bureau of Mining sets health and safety requirements for mining. Number 5 is A. Repeat. The gaseous mercury was mixed with additives in an attempt to obtain an almost pure mercury. Number 6 is B. Repeat. The gaseous mercury and additives were sent to the condensers through ducts.
Look at figure 5. These are examples of joining sentences with the use of rather, indicating preference, as well as indicating addition, and but not, showing contrast. Listen and repeat. Number 1.
Repeat. Harry prefers to drive a standard shift car rather than an automatic.
Number 2.
Repeat. The weather is cold as well as wet and windy.
Number 3.
Repeat. I like cream in my coffee, but not sugar.
Number 4.
Repeat. George prefers a big lunch at noon rather than a big dinner in the evening.
Number 5.
Repeat. For their anniversary, they went to dinner as well as the theater.
Number 6.
Repeat. The movie was interesting, but not very exciting.
Look at figure 6. Listen to a phrase. Put the number of the phrase you hear next to the phrase that best completes the sentence. Look at the examples and listen. Number 1. Fred likes cake. Put number 1 next to as well as pie. Number 2. I prefer scrambled eggs. The number 2 goes next to rather than fried. Number 1.
Ned prefers reading a book.
Number 2.
The children drink milk and juice.
Number 3.
My parents like to live in a small town.
Number 4.
The lecture was informative.
Number 5.
John speaks English, French, and Italian.
Number 6.
This sofa is very beautiful.
Number 7.
Tim likes to play tennis.
Number 8.
The road was narrow and bumpy.
Listen and check your answers. Then repeat the statement you hear.
Number 1 is C. Repeat. Ned prefers reading a book rather than watching TV. Number 2 is G. Repeat. The children drink milk and juice, but not coffee. Number 3 is E. Repeat. My parents like to live in a small town rather than in a big city. Number 4 is B. Repeat. The lecture was informative as well as interesting. Number 5 is D. Repeat. John speaks English, French, and Italian as well as Spanish. Number 6 is A. Repeat. This sofa is very beautiful, but not very comfortable. Number 7 is F. Repeat. Tim likes to play tennis, but not soccer. Number 8 is H. Repeat. The road was narrow and bumpy, as well as dangerous.
Look at figure 7 now. Read both of the questions. You'll hear a conversation twice. The first time, just listen. The second time, listen and write answers to the questions. Now, listen to the conversation.
Kirk, Todd told me that you'd stored your car last year when you were assigned to our London office. How was it? Were you pleased with the storage company?
Definitely. When I returned, my car was just as I'd left it.
I'd appreciate any information you can give me. I'm sure you've heard that I've been assigned to the London office. I'll be leaving next week for a one-year assignment.
The London office is nice. I'm sure you'll like it. Let's see. There are several storage companies in the city. In my opinion, they're about the same because they offer similar services. The rental fees are moderate and the storage areas are large and climate controlled. Most of them also have managers on duty day and night.
I have to make arrangements soon because my parents don't have space in their garage for another car.
I think you'll be satisfied with the company I dealt with. Here's the name and telephone number. Why don't you give them a call?
Thanks, I'll do that right now.
Now listen to the conversation again and write answers to the questions.
Kirk, Todd told me that you'd stored your car last year when you were assigned to our London office. How was it? Were you pleased with the storage company?
Definitely. When I returned, my car was just as I'd left it.
I'd appreciate any information you can give me. I'm sure you've heard that I've been assigned to the London office. I'll be leaving next week for a one-year assignment.
The London office is nice. I'm sure you'll like it. Let's see. There are several storage companies in the city. In my opinion, they're about the same because they offer similar services. The rental fees are moderate and the storage areas are large and climate controlled. Most of them also have managers on duty day and night.
I have to make arrangements soon because my parents don't have space in their garage for another car.
I think you'll be satisfied with the company I dealt with. Here's the name and telephone number. Why don't you give them a call?
Thanks. I'll do that right now.
Check your answers. Number 1. What is Neil inquiring about in the conversation? The correct answer is storage companies. Number 2. Why can't Neil leave the car with his parents? The correct answer is they don't have space in their garage.
This is the end of tape 2B. Book 30.